Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angel.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, JP, we got names. Greg Schwartz of the Bleacher Report has listed Ty Jerome, Larry Nance Jr., and Spencer Dinwiddie as three free agents that he feels could fit Cleveland's offseason. Is there one of those three that interests you the most?
I'm still interested in Ty Jerome. I am. I didn't know. Does that count? Does Ty Jerome count? Even though
Yes, because they're going to pay out the ass for him in luxury tax, so yes.
Yeah. Am I interested in $82 million Ty Jerome? Sure, it's not my money. What do I care? Do I like the fit that he has? Yes. Do I need him to be a better postseason player? Of course I do.
I just think don't make him your backup point guard. That would be my official recommendation. I really do like the idea of Larry Nance Jr. coming back. I'd be a little concerned if your backup bigs are Dean Wade and Larry Nance Jr., but yeah, I'll never be like, please no, Larry Nance Jr. I think he's still a really useful player.
Yeah, I remember at the deadline, I was talking about Larry Nance Jr., and I thought that was going to be something that could come to fruition, but hey, yeah, I'll take Larry Nance Jr. back. Do you see all the different rumors about a potential parting of ways with DeAndre Hunter?
I have not.
Yeah, that's the new scuttlebutt around the NBA circles, that DeAndre Hunter could, and they're starting to map out different areas and places. What a bad idea that would be.
So you get him for a half a season, and then you replace him with like another 6-foot guard?
He just fits so perfectly here. I think it's about the money more than it is anything else. He's worth $23 million this year, and I think then $24 or $25 the following year. So it'd be a strictly money move to get you under the apron. But yeah, that's the new rumor and hot thing of the day around the Cavs.
Trading DeAndre Hunter when Isaac Okoro and Dean Wade are on your roster would feel like a step in the wrong direction.
No, call for sure crazy. It would. Yeah, call you yeah. crazy.
Yeah, am I allowed to melt down about trading for a player that I think is really good but not an essential piece? No, I think DeAndre probably is an essential piece.
You wanted to put him into the core four.
I mean, I think
you want to take Jared out and put him into the core four. That's a significant piece to this team.
I think we know who the new core four is.
Omaha!
All right. So Ace Bailey's reps told a team in the top five not to pick him, right? That was the everything that everyone was talking about yesterday. And his agent came out and even defended him. By the way, he brought Evan Mobley in the mix, too, which I thought was an interesting play. Didn't see that one coming from his agent. He's like, well, Mobley decided he didn't work out for the Cavs. Nobody complained about it then. It's like, hey, if I'm Mobley, I'm like, why are you even bringing me into this mix here, guy? Mike Forio on ProFootballTalk.com, though, says the NFL draft needs an Ace Bailey. And the idea behind that being that you start telling teams, I don't want to go and play with you.
No, you've already had it. It's not good for the sport. It's not good for the NBA, by the way. I mean, it's. I think for some people, it's not for me. I'd like player empowerment. For some people, LeBron running the NBA is a big problem. Wait until guys like Ace Bailey do it. By the way, Florio's just being a troll.
So let me read you a little thing here. He says, it's better for the players. And until the players have true freedom, we should applaud, not criticize, the players who choose to try to make a bad system work better for them.
Yeah, he's wrong.
Okay.
Florio's full of it. But to the Ace Bailey thing, I really... The Jazz seem to be prepared to take this to the limit. And they should. Like, if you drafted him, you can't do... I think it was like Dominique Wilkins who got drafted by the Jazz and then traded to the Hawks, but I think he actually played a season for the Jazz before getting traded to Atlanta. This was in 1982, so this is why it's an I think. I don't remember it. I wasn't on the planet yet. But, yeah, you better be prepared to do everything. And, by the way, Ace needs to kind of look at, like, Washington would be a much worse situation for you than Utah. Put up with Utahns and get out there and start developing yourself, young man.
I think in Washington, he thought he'd just score a lot and then ultimately get paid.
I think it's going to happen in Utah too.
I see it that way for some reason. Well, at least he reported. I mean, he didn't report it. His other teammate that they drafted reported. He hasn't reported yet.
Have you seen the pictures or the videos going around of his agent?
No. Is he a chotch?
Yes.
I got to Google him now.
I don't even know how to like explain what the video is. It doesn't look good.
Mm. He's former Cavalier Sharif Cooper's dad.
By the way, why'd you have to add former Cavalier Sharif Cooper? There's nobody else here that remembers outside of the studio that remembers Sharif Cooper. Did he have a 10-day contract in Cleveland?
A few.
Okay, he had like three in a row.
Yeah, Cavs legend.
A 30-day contract for the Cavs. But I like the input there.
Omaha!
Let's go with Oscar winner J.K. Simmons is throwing out the first pitch tonight for the Guardians. Hope it doesn't plunk Hosey. Would hate to wait till after the game to have a commentary on that. Would J.K. Simmons make you more likely to go see the game?
No, J.K. Simmons alone? No.
Whoa.
What's your favorite J.K. Simmons movie?
That's exactly where we're going to go.
All right, fine.
It can be...
3, 2, 1, go.
Well, you were going to do 3, 2, 1?
I was going to do it, yeah.
Okay, 3, 2, 1 for the love of the game.
Oh, I was going to say Juno.
Oh, Juno's great. That's the point. Like,
For love of the game, too.
I don't want to meet Brad Pitt. I'd sit down and have a cerveza with J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, but like you said, go exclusively to see J.K. Simmons. I mean, obviously, there's a baseball game that happens as well. But like, am I going to go with the idea that I would watch him throw out a first pitch and then basically disappear? I don't even know if he'd stay for the game.
I've gone to see the Black Keys throw out a first pitch before.
And then
I went for the baseball game, too. It's not the only reason I'm going, but does it add incentive?
There's
yeah.
not a person on the planet Earth that I would go to go watch them throw out a first pitch. I can't think of anybody.
The ghost of Toby Keith.
I wouldn't need to. I've met Toby Keith. I checked that off already.
Oh,
we're good.
Oh, so sorry about that.
We're good. Backstage passes when I was a little kid.
I'm trying to think. Tiger Woods. I'm trying to think of who you might secretly... Have like a
Tiger's a fun one. That's you're getting closer now.
All right.
Because with that, at least so what I would do there in that instance though, and this is the least relatable thing to anybody out there, but what I would do is I would then get a media pass and then I would go down to the field below and then I would make sure I have a run in with Tiger. So that's like a guaranteed meeting with Tiger that I would then invoke.
All right. I got to tell him myself. I did that to meet Mike Hargrove.
Of course. Why not?
I have such a fondness for Grover from his time in Cleveland that when I heard he was there, I might have definitely went to that game and be like, oh, because he had a suite right next to the press box and I knew about it.
Listen, we don't get many benefits doing this job. People think we get loaded benefits with this. We don't get many benefits, but that is one. And so you'd be silly not to take advantage of that.
It's great. He was very nice to me.
Oh, that is nice.
He did say my name wrong.
What'd you guys talk about? How do you say Nick wrong?
He called me Mick. And I was like, I guess I'm Mick.
Why did he go with Mick?
I don't know. You realize how many times famous people have said my name wrong to me?
How? And it's
because it's Mick.
You have the easiest name to ever exist.
I get the other one. I get the other thing that ends in Ick. No. Maybe I'm a bit of a mumbler off air. I tend to just project, and sometimes on air, but I just tend to project less because I'm a little bit more soft-spoken off air.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And that's what happens.
I'm surprised that they would get it wrong, but that's okay. He meets a lot of people in a day. I guess that's fine.
Oh, no, I think it was just he didn't hear it right.
Have you ever interviewed him in the radio game and like here at the Fan?
Yes, but I don't remember when.
Oh, you like him enough to go to the game to then like have a meeting with him, but you don't remember when you interviewed him?
I mean, it was like when I was at Nights.
I mean, I'm just wondering. Okay, so yeah.
I've done like a...
I didn't need you to be like, it was June 17th. 2000 and I didn't need
so
that.
So you just needed like the roundabout?
I didn't know if there was a special question or two, or maybe there he got your name right and was like, Nick Wilson, so nice to be here.
No. My favorite thing I've done with any manager in Cleveland is I did my Tito to Tito and he was clearly not amused.
Oh yeah, I could see that one not going.
But then he let it die, and then when it died, we started laughing, and he gave it a ha, ha, ha. That was a Sean Connery, not great. It's been 2 years since I got to practice my Tito.
All right, I'm up.
Millsy.
Yeah. The NFL has informed teams. We need a quick one. Ah, too bad.
Go ahead.
He gave me the no. This was not going to be a long one. This is going to be like a 20-second one. But it matters for you because you're a supplemental draft guy. The NFL has informed teams there won't be a supplemental draft this summer. Last player selected in the supplemental draft was 2019. People are suggesting the draft is dead.
I like that you've called me the supplemental draft guy.
Well, baseball supplemental draft one time. You went on a whole thing about it and it mattering, and it doesn't matter. Just like in the NFL, there's been like
Josh Gordon.
Tell that to Bernie Kosar. I know. Yeah. Like there's been legitimately like four or five players in both leagues, by the way, that have mattered out of the supplemental draft and have made an actual impact. Wasn't the flying Hawaiian Shane Victorino? Wasn't he a supplemental draft pick as well?
Isn't that the Rule 5 draft?
Oh, that even might be that. That's another draft you love.
Yeah.
You love the. You love the non-consequential drafts.
Tell that to Johan Santana. I don't know. Why I said Santana
You said Johan a little funny too, but that's okay.
I'm very European.
Yeah, naturally.
So this is because of NIL, right? If like you, there's just no rules in college football anymore. So if you wash out of one school, oh no, I'm in the portal now, and I'm onto this new thing, and I'm just gonna go make $250,000 at Sacramento State. It's a high bar for Sacramento
State. That is a high bar, but you know they can afford it over there.
Oregon State.
Do they have a football team, Sacramento State?
They're trying to get into the FBS.
Really?
They just got denied by the NCAA, and the guy who's been like the NCAA buster, they just hired that lawyer to try and get them to basically reverse the to basically appeal and reverse the decision, basically intimidate the NCAA into allowing them into division. I almost said 1A FBS football.
And now I know why Sacramento State was on your brain.
Man, I missed the supplemental draft.
Omaha.
Let's go here. Duke star Cooper Flagg went number one to the Mavericks. Have you heard about this? Have you seen about this? Have you heard about this? And former NBA GM Bob Myers had a strong take about the young man on ESPN's second round coverage last night.
The unique thing about Cooper Flagg is he impacts winning more so than a lot of players. I'm going to say something that might be controversial. Victor Wembanyama got a lot of attention to be number one pick. I could see Cooper Flagg impacting winning more than Victor did in his rookie year. And Victor is a fantastic player. And the reason is Cooper Flagg is NBA ready as they come.
Fair or unfair?
No, it's fair, and it's actually something I think he's going to end up being right on because it misses a lot of context. Because if the bar then is that you have to be better than Wemby's rookie San Antonio Spurs team, in the case of winning and winning alone, what did that team win, like 15 games?
It wasn't good. They got the number four pick the next year.
I think they won like 23 games last year. Like Wemby's great, but Wemby's not impacted winning in a big-time way. Meanwhile, Cooper Flagg enters a situation between Anthony Davis, and who knows if they'll all stay healthy, but between AD, between Kyrie, between Klay Thompson, probably is going to win more than 23 games.
Yeah,
safe bet there.
The only thing pushing back against that is they are in the loaded West, but so they could end up being like a 45-win 10 seed.
Which will still just absolutely overtake anything that Wemby did his rookie year.
That was my initial take, was it like, wow, this really is apples to oranges. It's almost not fair to Victor Wembanyama. If you put him on a team with Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving as a rookie, I would dare say he would probably be in the NBA playoffs. So yeah, it's just a little unfair there by Bob Myers.
It's a completely unfair take.
But he'll end up being able to take the victory lap when Cooper Flagg's in the playoffs this year.
Exactly.
Omaha!
All right, we have a war. According to the Daily Mail, we have a war. It's the claws are out, according to the headline. Jordan Hudson, we know her. She's very popular. Do you know Linda Holiday? It's safe to assume. It's just if you didn't, that's Bill Belichick's ex-girlfriend, ex-fiance might have even been the one he was dating before he started dating Jordan Hudson. And they've been trashing each other on Instagram, apparently. They've been going back and forth in these Instagram barbs between each other.
What happened to women supporting women here?
So I guess Jordan Hudson found like in one of the houses that she took over that Belichick used to own that she's like gifted to her. She found like this big long letter where Linda Holiday basically blames Bill for the whole reason why everything was failing and falling short in the relationship. And Jordan Hudson just wanted to poke fun at her and did. And then Linda Holiday took a lot of barbs, jabs back and forth. And now we have fighting in the Instagram streets between the two of them.
I thought Jordan Hudson was supposed to be an old soul.
Apparently not.
This is not the move of an old soul. It's a move of a 24-year-old gold digger. Which I mean, tracks. What are we doing here?
Which definitely tracks.
It definitely does track, but like, what are we doing here?
We got it. Well, I just love the fact that we got beef on Instagram between these two.
I also think like Jordan Hudson is winning.
Belichick, what are we doing?
You've stolen.
Get your house in order here, Belichick.
You've got $9 million worth of property from an old man who's going to be dead by the time you bear children.
Do you think Belichick cares?
No!
I don't think he does either.
He gets to break off a slice once a week. He gets to go ahead and look like big man on campus because he's got a 24-year-old smoke show on his arm. And by the way, $9 million in property probably isn't diddly squat to Bill Belichick at this point.
No, it shouldn't matter to him that way. I just think it's funny that we have two people fighting on social media platforms over Bill Belichick.
Team Linda. All right, we got to say
always Team Linda. She was very classy. Every time you saw her out in public, elegance the
not
right way to put it.
Not a hussy, like,
not at all.
Like other Belichick, Jordan Hudson, like other Belichickian paramours there.
Very demure.
I forgot what the other one was. It's very demure, very something. Chris Jimenez, Guardians analyst, talks about the Gardo struggles with us in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.